All right, we've had a quick turnaround here, really, diving into the Cincinnati preparations. It's really an impressive football team. I think, Mike Brown, Coach Lewis, the organization, they've really done a good job of building this football team. They've got a lot of good players. They're well coached. They're tough. They're physical. They're explosive. It's been a while since, if you've seen a team that's as complete as they are over the first, even going back, the past, they've been a playoff team here. But, the way they started the season this year, watching them through training camp, they're really a good football team. And strong in all areas of the game, offense, defense, special teams, playing extremely well, well coached, good fundamentals. Marvin's got an excellent I think they've got an excellent approach to the game as an overall team. They play to it, and they do it consistently, and they've done it consistently. So it'll be a big challenge for us Sunday night. Good to get back on the field today here and get going. But they've been very impressive watching the Bengals and where they're at. Sure, coming off the bye week, they'll be fresh and ready to go. And they've played very well the first 3 weeks of the season.
You referenced an approach. What is the approach, if you had to kind of distill it, an approach that the Bengals have, that Marvin has?
They're tough. They're physical. They've done a great job on the turnovers. They've done a good job controlling the line of scrimmage. They're an explosive team that can make big plays, score from anywhere on the field, on offense, on special teams, and on defense relative to strip sacks and interception returns and things like that. So they're a very dangerous and explosive team. They play hard for 60 minutes. There's no plays off. There's not, you can't turn your back. There's something, they run fakes in the kicking game. They've got good returners. They can change field position on special teams. Can score on defense. They can grind it out on offense, but they can score from 80 yards too with a number of different guys. So, all of the above.
In light of the changes in coordinator for both their offense and defense, have there been any noticeable changes?
I think it's been pretty similar. They've promoted from within. Every year is a little bit different. There's always a couple new wrinkles or things, little adjustments and so forth. But I'd say the core of it is, absolutely, it looks like it's Coach Lewis's system, and whoever the coordinator is, they're doing what they do.
Coach, your team's been so successful for so long. How difficult is it to react to the adversity of Monday night, to get back on track so quickly? Because from a condition standpoint, this team, this organization hasn't had these sort of issues in the past.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Bill, do you think, you mentioned Tom's age at the draft.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Do you think having a 37-year-old?
We're on to Cincinnati. It's nothing about the past, nothing about the future. It's right now we're preparing for Cincinnati.
Okay, do you feel like the talent you have here is good enough?
We're getting ready for Cincinnati.
What is your response, Bill?
I'm just asking, do you think you've done enough to help Tom Brady?
We're getting ready for Cincinnati. That's what we're doing.
So as you get ready for Cincinnati, does Tom Brady have the talent and protection around him to be on to Cincinnati and handle that?
We're going to game plan and do the best we can to be ready to go Sunday night, same as we always do. Nothing's changed.
We saw multiple combinations on the O-line on Monday. Going forward, preparing for Cincinnati and those teams that you're going to meet after Cincinnati, how much closer are we to an O-line that's going to be comfortable with the positions that they're in?
We're going to put the best players out there this weekend that we can, and we'll see how that plays out.
How important is it to get continuity with that offensive line to get everyone just comfortable around who's next to them?
It's always important to have a good understanding of what we're doing and do it with the teammates that we're comfortable with. Yeah. I don't think anybody's against that.
Are the problems you're seeing correctable?
We're going to do the best we can to put together a game plan for Cincinnati and go ahead and execute it well. That's where we're at.
the things that you've seen on tape, first 4 weeks, do you think that the stuff that you're seeing is correctable? Are the talents here to correct the problems?
We're going to put together the best game plan we can, practice it, and go out and execute it against Cincinnati.
Bill, you went through a nice explanation, characterization of Cincinnati's team, where they stand right now and how you see them. How do you see your team as you come up against Cincinnati? How would you describe them?
You can talk to Coach Lewis about that. I mean, our job is to identify our opponent and prepare both in the classroom and on the practice field and in film study to play. And that's what we're doing with Cincinnati.
Do you think you're still kind of searching for an identity, still looking for answers?
We're trying to find a way to beat the Bengals. That's what we're trying to do.
Bill, with the NFL, the number of sub-packages, personnel matchups, the need to try and get the right personnel on the field to attack the other team, does sometimes it have a benefit to just simplify and say, you know what, let's establish what we do well and then worry about trying to get this matchup against that defense and that look? I guess I'm wondering, is it better to dumb it down a little bit, whether it be offensively, defensively, any aspect of things?
Well, I mean, there's a sweet spot in there somewhere. So, you talk about going out and run the same play every play. I mean, sure, that would simplify it. I don't think that's the way to go. Different play on every play. I mean, that's the other extreme. You know, there's a sweet spot somewhere there in the middle. But you've got to defend what you've got to defend. I mean, what they put out there offensively, you've got to defend. And what they do defensively, you know, you got to block or throw against, I mean, whatever the play is. So, you know, if they run multiple fronts, then you're blocking multiple fronts. You're not blocking one front. If they run multiple coverages and multiple blitzes, then you're blocking multiple coverages and multiple blitzes. If they use multiple personnel groups and multiple formations and multiple plays, then that's what you're defending. I mean, if you want to defend it all in one call, then, you know, if you can do that, then great. I mean, that's possible in some cases. In some cases, it's maybe harder to do, you know.
Well, how do you go about defending Gio Bernard? Seems like one of the more dynamic backs right now in football.
Yeah, he is. He's very good. He's very good in space. You know, he can make a lot of people miss in terms of with the ball in his hands, running or passing. He's a very hard guy to tackle. He's quick. He's fast. He's got good vision. Finds holes. He's a good, hard guy to get on the ground. He's a dangerous player.
Would you say speed is his number one asset?
No. He has good speed. His number one asset, I'd say, is his quickness and his balance. People get shots at him, you know, but he avoids them or makes them miss or finds a way to get by him. I mean, he runs well. I'm not saying that, but it isn't like he outruns everybody. People get shots at him. They have a hard time getting him, though.
Bill, even though they have two new coordinators, have you kind of seen the continuity with their system going forward, or do you see new wrinkles in either their offensive play or defense?
Yeah, just the way I answered the question before. It's basically the same system. Yeah, there's some modifications from last year, but the core of it's very similar. They promoted from within. The coaches were there. They're doing what they do well with, you know, I said a few modifications.
Coach, when we hear your players say they have to do their job, is do your job supposed to translate into excelling at your job, and has that been an issue?
Well, in this case, in preparing for a team like Cincinnati, doing your job means, you know, making sure that you have your job done first before you try to do something else. So if you're responsible for a gap, you've got to control that gap before you do something else. If you're responsible for, you know, a combination block, you got to make sure you get the first guy before you go to the second guy, that type of thing. It's making sure that you know, take care of what you have to do before you try to extend beyond that, so that we don't have an issue with the priority of what that job is.
And if people had problems taking care of that first part before not even getting to move on?
Well, I think you want to try to do everything you can do. I don't think it's, you know, it's not that they don't want to do it. I think it's just make sure that the priorities are the priorities. you know, what? Look, you can't stop everything. We could stand up here and list, you know, 50 things we have to stop for Cincinnati. I mean, that's, you can't have a guy thinking about 50 things. So it's what's 1, 2, and 3? All right, let's take care of 1, 2, and 3. You know, we'll get the other ones when we get to them, but let's make sure that we take care of first things first. And I'd say in doing your job, you have to start at the top. You have to prioritize what those things are and make sure you get those done first before you, you know, try to start talking about 48, 49, and 50.
So you guys tried different combinations on both lines. What kind of problems do the Bengals pose? You mentioned their toughness. What kind of problems do the Bengals pose at the line of scrimmage on both sides?
Well, they have a lot of variety in their running game. They run power schemes. They run spread schemes. They run a lot of space schemes. You know, they have multiple backs. They have some good perimeter plays as well with their receivers, which are kind of part of the running game. You know, defensively, they're big and strong up front. Their linebackers run well. They have real good team speed, secondary tackles well. So, say all those are issues.
How much has A.J. Green evolved since he came to the NFL, and what are some of the challenges that he presents?
Everything. I mean, he's really good. Good route runner. Got great leaping ability. Go up and take the ball away from defenders. Good runner after the catch with the ball in his hands. Excellent quickness, burst out of breaks. He can play at all three levels, excel at all three levels. So it's one of the best receivers in the league.
Going into Cincinnati, how are relationships and chemistry inside the locker room?
I mean, everybody needs to do a good job preparing this week and go out there and play well to win. That's what it's about. That's what we need to do.
Do we make too much of the fact that when it's a short week or when you have extra time to prepare, do we make too much of that, or is that really a very tangible advantage? Or disadvantage?
Well, I mean, look, all 32 teams in the NFL have the same schedule. So with every long week's a short week, with every short week's a long week. You know, it all evens out in the long run. So take advantage of whatever your time is and do the best you can with it, whatever that is. If it's a bye week, if it's a Thursday night game, if it's whatever it is in between, try to use the time as efficiently as you can. Get the most out of it. Some weeks you have the same amount of time as your opponents. Some weeks you have more. Some weeks they have more. So, but in the end, you can only control what you can control, and that's your opportunity. So that's what we can control. We'll make the most out of what we have this week.
You kind of mentioned it, but with Gio Bernard, the fact that they pair him with the 240-pound back and Jeremy Hill, does that make it especially difficult because you're defending two backs who are pretty different from each other?
Well, I mean, there's some of that. That's not, you don't get that all the time by any means. I mean, there's a lot of 11 personnel where he's the only back in there, so.
No, I don't mean necessarily on the same together, but, you know, with them rotating in and out from series to series.
Oh, you got to know who's in the game. Yeah, no question. Yeah, you got to know who the backs are in the game. That's, yeah, no doubt about that. I mean, they're both good, and they have different styles and different tendencies, I would say. But, yeah, but they have good players, just like the receivers. They got a lot of good receivers, and they move them around, and you're not always sure which ones are going to be in the game. But you need to know who you're defending because they're not all the same. They're good, but they're not all the same.
Hugh Jackson, I think, said before the season that he wanted to use more of a running game, take some of the pressure off. Dalton, are you seeing more two back from them than you did last year at this time when you got ready to play them?
Well, first of all, I mean, Marvin's talked about the running game for years and years. So, I mean, I don't think that's any news-breaking story. I mean, they're really a 12-personnel team that, you know, with the injuries that they've had, are now less of a 12-personnel team, but there's still the same emphasis of the game that there was. It's just different personnel groups.
Bill, when you go against a team that has shown a willingness to try to execute some trick plays, how does that, defensively, how does that affect the quickness with which they can react to a given look?
Again, I think it comes back to everybody doing their job. You know, it isn't everybody's job to stop everything. It's one person's job to handle a certain responsibility, whatever that is. And it's somebody else's job to handle, you know, other plays. I mean, if they're running a sweep one way, then you got to play the sweep. Somebody else has got to play the reverse. You know, one guy's not playing both plays. So I think that's kind of the do your job mentality of, you know, take care of what you have to take care of. Somebody else has to take care of what they have to take care of.
Bill, along those lines, when you're talking about a team that uses misdirection or trick plays, how does that dictate the defensive call, whether it's zone, man-to-man, what kind of set you get it defensively? Is it a relationship there between the two?
Well, I think as long as I've ever coached, you know, every defense, you have a response, you know, you have to take care of those responsibilities. I mean, I've never coached a defense where you tell the players, well, we don't have the reverse on this play. If they run it, you know, that'd be a touchdown. Or if they run a halfback pass, nobody's responsible for that. Well, that'll be a touchdown. Or if they run a end around that, we don't really have that play. That would, you know, I mean, I just don't think you can coach like that. So, you know, somebody has to be responsible for plays over here, plays over there. If they start over here, then somebody has to be responsible for a play back there. I mean, if the guy reverses his field, or they run a reverse, or they throw a double pass, or, you know, the quarterback peels out of the backfield on a, you know, whatever it is. I mean, there's fundamental responsibilities, and those plays are part of the responsibilities. You just don't see them as often. I would say that's the thing. It's not... I don't think our defense or probably any other defense is designed to say, well, we, you know, if that guy runs a post pattern, we're not going to cover that. Or if that guy runs a reverse, we don't have that. Somebody has it, but if you don't see it very often, you aren't thinking about it, or maybe you're not, you know, respecting it enough, and then it comes and then it hits you, and then that's, you know, then you don't see it again for another year, but, you know, the damage is done. So... that's the way I would characterize those plays. Not that there's not a way to defend them, not that there's, you know, a magic to the play, but it's a play you haven't seen that we're not practicing against, because I'm sure the ones that they've already run, you know, they're probably less inclined to run those. They're probably more inclined to run a new play that they're working on, and that's the one that we'll have to react to in the game. And that's the challenge of those plays. And the challenge on the other side of it is the execution. Some play you don't run very much, it's calling it at the right time to get maybe a look that you think will be good against that, and then being able to execute it well. But I would say that the Bengals have done a very good job of executing those plays, like Sanu's passes. I mean, he throws the ball as well as a lot of quarterbacks do. I mean, he's very accurate, and he's got a great touch and arm, but his accuracy is very good. So, you know, they run those plays, and it looks like, you see it's 12, but you kind of think, is that a quarterback? No, that's the receiver throwing the ball, you know. So they execute them well, and they have a good design to them. But I don't think it's a case where you have the play defended, but you've got to actually execute the defense of the play, and it's a play you haven't seen or worked on, so that sometimes can cause a problem. All right, thank you.